The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca.
Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Awesome songs performed by Atlantic Canada's finest recording artists. Now your host, Terry Parker.
This week it's episode 215 and welcome to it. We'll be checking in with an artist who just released a brand new album that's getting a lot of praise and is catching on real quick. Peter McGuinness is another one of those fantastic recording artists that is based out of Mabou, Cape Breton. We're going to be featuring some tunes from his brand new 9-song collection, Range Lights. And we'll get into it with Peter. He'll join us. He's a full-time music teacher, owns a farm with animals, raising 3 kids, and he even hosts a comedy internet series on YouTube. Many different facets to this very interesting, soft-spoken Nova Scotian. Bonus tracks this week are from Kristen Martell and Al Bear, and from the album Range Lights from Peter McGuinness. Let's get it started with Mellow Tones on the Seahorse Floor.
Something one opportunity, or do you want a home? You can't have both, so you choose to go to a place everyone talks about, and all this wealth that they can't live without. No. Well, they talk of the jobs, yeah, they talk of the money, but when people are lonely, they act a little funny, 'cause they don't talk about all the pain when you're lying in bed, missing your home again. Forgive me, I'm not where I'm used to. I don't recognize who I'm turning into. No. So now you're alone in your little cell, and you miss your wife, this living hell, and your ways have changed from what they were. But don't get confused, no, 'cause I'm not her. No. And do you remember who you used to be? Do you forget it all when you got to Calgary? Does your father know what's become of you? And would your mother be proud of who you are too? I don't think I can take this anymore. I don't think I can stay here anymore. Just take me back. When the waves crash to me, where the seagull flies high across the sun, just out of my reach.
This week on Atlantic Access, we're very pleased to bring you the music of Peter McGinnis. Peter is from Cape Breton region, and boy, he's just put out an album, some wonderful songs on this, a total of 9, actually. We just played Opportunity or Home, we just heard, and we kicked it off with Mellotones on the Seahorse Floor. And we say hey to Peter. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you very much.
We're on the southeastern tip of New Brunswick, so from an observer into Cape Breton, I need to start with this. Knowing the rich musical heritage of that space, everybody in Cape Breton, and perhaps more specifically in Mabou, where you are y'all born with an instrument? When you come out, you have an instrument in your hand already?
Yeah, it does seem like that. It's funny, you know, actually, I teach music in school. I teach, like, elementary music, and it's amazing how good the kids are at playing music. I don't know what it is, but there seems to be a lot of music around here.
Just genetic.
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's just everywhere. It's funny, like, growing up here, you kind of get used to it. There's live music, you know, even in the winters.
Yeah, so Peter, the response to this album, Range Lights, you must be very pleased.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting that much, but it's been really good. I pleasantly surprised, I guess, to... That's the best way to say it.
The title of the album is Range Lights, and it refers to an actual regards to lighthouses.
Yeah, like range lights could mean anywhere where you're coming into harbor, a vessel or a boat. And we call it, like, I fish lobsters with my cousin Trevor. There's a spot called Range Lights that we kind of set traps off of. But basically it's where, like, the can buoy, like, you'd line up the buoy with the light to the next buoy, and that would, like, kind of bring you into harbor. And I kind of think of it as, like, coming home or bringing you home. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is about that spot, but usually when I'm fishing out there, I'd be writing a lot of songs. Every song here has, like, a kind of a connection to that spot.
That is very interesting, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when you're kind of monotonous, you're doing the same thing over and over again. So you'd be kind of coming up with little poems in your head all the time.
No, that's fascinating. That is fascinating. We're going to play the song Queen Mary. Now, to most people would be, the Royal Yacht or something that was called the Queen Mary? And is that the reference for the song?
The reference to the song Queen Mary was actually it's about just the healing powers of like nature and certain plants.
You have a lot of knowledge, or do you study the natural world at all?
Well, I do. I'm kind of into like learning about mushrooms and different plants. But you know what? I'll just be honest with you. I kind of went through a tough time when I lost my father about 6 years ago. And during that time, the only thing that kind of helped me was marijuana, to be honest with you. And this song was just kind of an ode to that, and kind of help him center me. And it was about the healing powers of that.
Well, that was, like you say, 6 or 7 years ago, but everyone has come to learn a lot more about cannabis in recent years, you know, and the healing effects that it does possess. With all of that in mind, let's go with this tune. It's from the new album Range Lights, and this is Peter McGinnis with Queen Mary on Atlantic Access.
Queen Mary, come along for a ride with me. The thoughts of my mind don't care to see. You settle my nerves just like a rain, and I forget what it feels like to feel pain. Thank you. possible. I swore I heard your voice in them rolling seas. You can leave now if you must.
McGinnis this week and the new album Range Lights on Atlantic Access. We just heard Voice in the Rolling Seas.
Yeah, Voice in the Rolling Sea was just, it's about just kind of seeing or hearing or just like the smells of the sea, like different things that can trigger different memories. And that one was written basically about range lights, about going fishing, kind of the smells and everything reminding me of, you know, memories of my dad or... And seeing my dad and my children and just seeing little things that kind of reminds you of people that have passed on.
You write fantastic songs. You're able to play them really well.
It's just a real solo effort. Like I have a little, you could call it a studio. I call it a music room in my house. It's all soundproof. And I have three kids, so they're... Usually when I put the kids down to sleep, I kind of, sometimes if I have an idea, I almost have to get it out of my head. And I just come downstairs and just record it. And so on this album, I played all the instruments.
That makes you a multi-instrumentalist.
I wouldn't call myself a master at any instrument, but I can kind of play a little bit of most instruments. I'm always just intrigued by instruments and just trying to learn little things about them.
So you belong to that family of artists that you hear something in your head and you're likely able to figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, I wish I was better at that, but I do enjoy the challenge.
There's all of that in your repertoire, and then we can dig a little deeper here and see that you've been part of the Cape Breton Review, Music Review?
Summertime Review.
The Summertime Review. How long have you been working on that, and I guess are you still with them?
Well, we did it in 2000, I think it was 2015 we started, and then COVID kind of put a dagger into that, and then we never really got it back going, but I still work with all the people in it, and they're still like probably some of my best friends, but right. There's different little projects that I was just talking to one of them today, Jordan, musician, and we're just working on different projects all the time, but it's definitely helped me a lot.
But then there's also an acting side to Peter McGinnis.
Yes. So with the Summertime Review, that I did mostly acting in that. But I do some comedy stuff too.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool. I do this comedy series called Cape Breton Chats, which is kind of kind of play all the characters and edit it all, so it looks like there's a bunch of different people, but it's just me kind of thing.
Oh, really?
And then I have a few special guests.
Right.
Certain episodes, but yeah. So if you live in a rural community, you might get it. If you don't, it might be kind of weird for you. But
hey, listen, people in the cities love to watch Hee Haw for decades, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think there's an appreciation for that kind of humor, just generally speaking, you know. But can we watch this anyplace?
Yeah, so there's, it's on YouTube. I think there's 15 episodes, and I'm literally growing a beard right now to do a new episode probably this month. If you just look on YouTube, Cape Breton Chat.
That's really cool.
We have a band, Be Chill, and we're working on a record too, which working on a new one should be out probably this summer.
So the album is called Range Lights. It's streaming everywhere. It's from Peter McGinnis, and it's spelled, by the way, M-A-C-I-N-N-I-S. The next song we want to play, Peter, is Never Need Any Luck.
Yeah, that song was just based off a short story by Michael Crummy, a Newfoundland author, and I just really liked the line in the book. It kind of struck me. It says, you can't love somebody you don't feel sorry for.
Thank you for taking the time, Peter, very much.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Never Need Any Luck is from Peter McGinnis' album Range Lights, right now on Atlantic Access.
Never needed any luck. Everything just falls into place. Never needed any love. Crooked smile on your face. I wanna get lost. Your beating heart. I wanna get lost in the woods. I wanna feel what it feels like to be apart. You can't love someone you don't feel sorry for. No. Sit back and watch the crowd move ahead. I can hear my mother's voice. With hesitation in what she says. She says that all men are the same. I was too young to understand how. She says that all men are the same. I sure as hell understand now. You can't love someone you don't feel sorry for. No.
Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. Our thanks once again to Peter McGinnis and music there from his album Range Lights, our feature this week. A couple of bonus tracks now, including one from the Shediac area's Kelsey Albert, who just released a song that actually reminds us of the importance of dancing, even when times are the way they are, kind of crazy. Her sparkling new single, Je Danse, is coming right up after Kristen Martel, who showed us another side of her many talents recently by releasing her very first Francophone single. I guess you could say we'll be dancing to the ghosts on this one. This is Parmi nos fantômes on Atlantic Access.
Commence à fondre dehors. J'ai les deux pieds dans la boue et je pense que c'est son cheval de bois qui m'en a mis jusqu'au genou. Quand il est parti, il a pas juste jeté des pierres, il a mis des bâtons dans les roues du prochain qu'allait me croiser sur sa route.
Oh,
Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/AtlanticAccess. Access always spelled with an X.